Identify sources of employment and contract income. Help clients differentiate between current income sources like hourly wages, tips, or salary and additional desired sources they may pursue. While hourly wages and salaries from traditional employment include tax withholding handled by employers, contractors, and self-employed individuals face different responsibilities. Contractors must manage their own tax obligations, including paying estimated quarterly taxes to the IRS. A crucial distinction is how Social Security and Medicare contributions, FICA, are handled. For traditionally employed workers, employers pay half of these taxes. However, contractors must pay both the employee and employer portions through what is called self-employment tax, a term that often confuses those new to contract work. These self-employment taxes, currently 15.3% of net earnings, must be included in quarterly estimated tax payments and currently apply to the first $168,000 of their earnings. Clients transitioning from employment to contract work should be prepared for this higher tax burden and the responsibility to make timely quarterly payments to avoid penalties. When evaluating potential new income sources, particularly contract opportunities, clients should be advised to calculate the true after-tax value by accounting for these additional tax obligations that would not exist with W-2 employment. Here is a scenario to help the conversation with a client engaged in or considering contract work. If a contractor charges $100 and has $15 in business expenses, they will likely also have about $20 in various local and federal taxes. They will net closer to $65. Identify the client's current sources of income. Use the income categories, examples, documentation, and questions in Exhibit 2-28 to help clients identify their income sources. Exhibit 2-28. Help client identify income sources. This process may help to reveal income sources the client had not considered significant or had forgotten about entirely. Discuss new sources of income client is considering. When considering a second job, people often focus solely on the additional income, but overlook the tax implications. A second job might not be financially advantageous. The income from a second job is essentially stacked on top of a client's primary income, pushing that additional income into higher tax brackets. While their primary job's income spans multiple tax brackets, starting at lower rates, their second job's income is taxed beginning at their highest marginal rate from their first job. For example, if their primary job places them in the 22% marginal tax bracket, every dollar from their second job starts being taxed at 22% and could push them into the 24% or higher bracket. This means a significant portion of that additional income goes directly to taxes. Additionally, the second job creates opportunity costs beyond taxes, like commuting expenses, childcare, less time for meal preparation, leading to more expensive convenience foods, and potentially higher vehicle maintenance costs. Discuss non-monetary opportunity costs, like time with family and loved ones, reduced time and energy for hobbies, and increased potential for burnout. When these factors are combined with a higher effective tax rate on the supplemental income, the net financial benefit might be surprisingly small compared to the time and energy invested. In some cases, focusing on advancing in a primary career or developing higher value skills might provide better financial returns than taking a second job.